This is Dwelling On Podcast, where we dwell on all things surviving and thriving in this homemaker life. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Amanda.
And today we want to talk New Year's resolutions. Hi, everyone. This is Future Brittany. I just have a little disclaimer. We had some audio trouble with this week's episode, so it sounds like we are total interrupters, especially myself. But please bear with us just this once, and we will be back to better audio next week, along with an in-depth discussion on mom guilt and mom judgment. We hope you enjoy this episode. But before we get into it, let's chat about the holiday. How was your Christmas?
Oh my goodness, it was so good. We went to my sister's and everything felt so normal. And I told Vic while we were up there, I was like, it feels like when we leave here, like things should just be back to normal. We should be able to go to the grocery store without a mask and whatever. And that's just not the reality yet. But that's how good it felt. It felt very normal. It was really nice.
That is really nice. I'm jealous that you got to spend it with the family. But I know you just did your immediate family, though, for the most part, right?
Yeah, it was just my sister, her husband, and niece and nephew. How was your holiday?
It was really good. We did just stay here in Alabama just because we didn't want to travel so many state lines to get back to family this year. But I think if things are clearer in the spring, we'll try to make it up that way to see everybody. Just there'll be less people traveling then and just hopefully less to worry about. But you never know what 2021 will bring. But my favorite thing we did was we actually did a family Zoom call with some extended family, and that was fun. And Laura set up games for everyone, and we played Jeopardy and trivia.
Yeah,
and so
that's so fun. That had to make it feel a little bit more normal.
And that was like the most I've laughed in a long time, actually. So that was good. I mean, we laugh a lot in this household, but mostly at the baby. So it was nice to laugh with adults.
Definitely. Yes, and just have some sort of other company besides you and the baby.
Yes.
And Josh.
Did you get anything fun for Christmas?
I got one thing that made me cry, and it's just so simple, but it's a cup that says Super Mom on it. And as soon as I opened it, I just started crying, and Vic was like, well, I'm glad I could make
perfect
you cry. Yeah, but also this was the first Christmas in 30 years that I've spent without my mom and dad.
That's crazy.
So weird to think about. And that made me not necessarily cry, but like just it was just a little bit different because it was just, you know, my sister, which was fine because we were able to quarantine. But before we went, that was difficult. Yeah, that really got me in my feelings for some reason Christmas morning.
Yeah, I think everything was just really sad to be different in a way. But then you kind of do notice the smaller things, like a simple gift, like a mug or just watching Jack open all of his stuff. I think we took the time a little bit more than we would have, and just slowing down was really good. But I technically didn't get any of my Christmas presents yet because we ordered things in advance, but you know, with the mail right now. But mostly my main two Christmas gifts were one, a pair of slippers, but they're actually house shoes because they have like a rubber sole and like orthopedic.
Oh, I love those.
So I'm very excited to get those if they ever come. And then also, what's the Nordic track? So you knew that I was getting that. But for those that don't know, the Nordic track is like the Peloton, only for less cool people. But also it's cheaper and a better bike. So that's why we went with that one. But it's a little bit less cool.
So exciting. When is that supposed
to arrive?
We don't
know. So they said it technically shipped. And then once it gets to the closest warehouse, they'll call us to deliver it. So I have no idea.
Whoa. Well, that's really exciting for whenever it does.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Vic got me like a full body massager.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can either like use it to lay down or sit on the couch with it. And he was just like, I know that you really like when I give you massages. So here's one for you for when I'm not home.
That was a good way of him getting out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I could use one of those right now.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah. We had a very good Christmas. Victor had so much fun. We had a ball pit already opened in front of the tree. So when he walked out, he was like,
oh man, that is fun.
Yeah, it was cute. But yeah, overall, it was really good. But again, makes you realize what actually matters. And it was really hard not spending it with our whole family.
For sure. So we all know how 2020 went. Do you remember if you had any resolutions for 2020? before all this happened?
So I think my resolution was to be more intentional, because I feel like I just kind of go through the motions with a lot of things. I think 2020 just made me slow down, which helped me be more intentional. So I think that even though I wasn't necessarily trying to keep with my resolution, 2020 forced
me to. There you go. That was actually a good one to set for that year. That was, you know, something you could actually succeed at.
Exactly.
I can't remember if I said anything or not, to tell you the truth. I was at the time just feeling go, go, go. We were still living in Hawaii at the time, and I was thinking about our upcoming move. And with that, I don't know if I had any real resolutions.
Yeah. Well, you were there, so I feel like, I don't know, when you're not with anybody else, to everybody else is talking about their resolutions, you just kind of don't
yeah,
make
one. I don't know if I did, which is probably for the best for 2020, if we're being honest.
Yes. Then you didn't have the option to not complete it. Or I just read a thing that said like 60% of people by week 3 or something have already given up on their resolution.
And that's why this year I'm really thinking about, you know, my goals instead of resolutions, and with the goals, talking about intention and reason behind them and why I want to set those goals. So I'm not going to talk about all those goals here because, side note, a little plug here, you'll have to check out all of my homesteading goals and the reasons why I want to do those on the blog and in the next YouTube video, which will actually be posted by the time this podcast is live on thehomesteadchallenge.com. But I will talk about plenty of other things here. Don't you worry.
I do like the idea of it being goals instead of resolutions. For some reason, goals seems more obtainable.
Yeah, exactly. A resolution feels like you're like completely changing your life and changing who you
are. Resolving something that's going on in your life.
And it's, I mean, I don't know. I feel like as much as 2020 was bad, I really don't mind what's going on with my life right now. I'm in a good place mentally. I know for a lot of people, 2020 was absolutely horrible mentally, which I totally understand. And I have been there. Mostly for me, the 2020 was more back in, like, I would say 2016, 2017 for me. And I was in a horrible place mentally then, just super depressed. And I didn't even really realize it until I looked back. And I just, those were not good years. But for me this year, because it taught me to be more intentional and taught me a lot about contentment and being happy with where I am, I actually learned a lot and think that overall it was a successful year. Of course, always thinking in the back of my mind about those who have lost loved ones and not taking that lightly. But for those of us who were able to get through the year successfully, it wasn't such a bad year.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that it was more of a roller coaster for me. I don't feel like I necessarily ever hit rock bottom, but there were times where I just needed to see other people, especially my mom with our son.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part, is knowing that my mom was only 10 minutes away, but not being able to
absolutely.
See her. So like back in April, May, that was probably the hardest time. And then things got a little bit better. And here in Ohio, it was warmer, so we could spend more time outside. So I feel like it's starting to feel a little bit more cooped up since the weather has gotten cold and we can't really spend the time.
I know it's so hard after the new year, because I always think like, oh, Christmas is over. It's spring now. And since I'm in Southern Alabama, it kind of feels that way. But for you, it's still kind of a long winter ahead, unfortunately.
Definitely.
So before we get into resolutions of the new year, do you have any just like plans or things coming up if we could take any trips? Do you have anything planned or anything for the house? Anything exciting coming up?
Vic and I were just talking about doing some sort of a baby moon, and we aren't sure because we're not going to be able to make it to the beach this year because of the baby's due date being July 1st. It's just like right in the middle of summer is what it feels like here. And we don't want to go to the beach when I'm 9 months pregnant, but we don't want to go to the, and we also don't want to go to the beach really with like a 1 month old. So I think just Vic and I will go on a baby moon, maybe if things work out. We're thinking maybe going up to Michigan.
I was just talking about Michigan with Josh. We were talking about the Sleeping Bear Dunes, wanting to go there. And then we, of course, over here, we were also talking about going to Founders Brewing and Bell's I believe, is in Michigan as well.
Ooh,
unfortunately,
that
for
would be fun.
Pre-baby, that might not be the most exciting.
Yeah, the other big plan for us, or hopes, is to finish our basement, because it would be really, really helpful, we think, to have another living area for us when the baby comes. That way we can be downstairs with the baby, or downstairs with Victor, or whatever it is.
Yes, just to absolutely. Get a little bit and more if you space. Need to do something like louder, just like being able to be separate with the baby sleeping somewhere, it's probably good.
Yes.
That will be so nice. I wish we could do house projects, but in a rental, we cannot. But we are currently painting a wall in the office, so that'll hopefully freshen things up. And we ordered a desk like 3 months ago, but with all of the COVID delays and mail delays, we still have no word on that. So I'm almost considering just scrapping it and finding something on Facebook Marketplace, because it's months.
Yeah, man, the shipping.
I have no idea why. I don't think my parents got my Christmas card.
That's probably why. That's crazy. We didn't end up sending cards this year.
You know?
Oops.
It'll be better next year anyway when you have two babes to put on the card.
Yeah, there you go.
So I guess we should leave 2020 behind us and move into 2021.
Hey, Brittany, do you have any personal goals or New Year's resolutions for this
year? Well, you talked about being intentional last year, and that's actually something that I want to bring from 2020 with me into 2021. I just want to be more thoughtful in general. I, you know, want to be that person when somebody has something exciting in their lives, I want to send little gifts, send notes. I want to plan gifts in advance. I always feel bad, like, with Josh's parents, because I guess they're not my parents, so I feel more pressure. I always plan all of their gifts in advance. I get everything ahead of time, and they're like really personal, and I do a really good job. But with my parents and just like family in general, I always just wait until the last minute. And then, I don't know, my gifts for my parents this year for Christmas were a little lackluster. So
I'm sure they loved them.
Of course.
At least they told you that they loved them.
And just in general, checking in with people, I'm really bad. I don't know if it's a personality thing, or like I learned it just from like me and you back in the day would go months without talking, and then just, you know, we can just go
get
right
back to it. Like
neither of us care about that, but to some people that's not okay. And like, I guess I never realized that before. Mm-hmm. 'Cause to me, I'm kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say I'm a loner, but I'm a little bit of a loner. I've always kind of just been an independent person. And then I don't know, but I know that a lot of people do appreciate the check-in. So I definitely want to check in with more people, keep up friendships that I made, especially military friendships. It's so easy to just stop talking to people when you move away and then, you know, start talking to them again. Mm-hmm. If you ever get stationed at the same place again. But I think that it's important that I maintain those relationships, especially because you don't know where you're going to be and where you're going to end up. And you might not have any friends where that's going to be. Like right here, I don't have any friends yet, just because the nature of this base is for people to be in special schools. So they're in and out, like they're here for a couple months. Some people don't bring their spouses at all when they come here. So I've had a little bit harder of a time. I have a couple people, but
coronavirus also.
Exactly. And
too.
Then I got all excited. I was like, yes, I'm going to meet some super crunchy friends. There is a group of, it's a forest school group, but it's basically just centered on outdoor play. And no matter what the weather is, you go out and hang out. And I was so excited. I joined their Facebook group and I was like, yes, this will be perfect for Jack this year. And they posted all of their events and every single one is during Jack's nap time. So, I mean, I don't even know if there's any way around it, because it's like 10:30 to 1:30. And he sleeps from like 9:30 to noon-ish. He just loves watching little kids. So he would just run around with them. It seems like the moms just hang out and they literally just go to a field or a forest somewhere and have the kids run around in the dirt. Maybe they'll host some events that are not at 10:30.
Or maybe you can go and just see how Jack does.
I could put him down early, or there's no way he could stay up that late though. I tried. Maybe in the next month or so, I'll be able to slowly push it back. And then, you know, by February, maybe we could join in. Another one of my goals is to really spend more time, I don't want to say developing Jack, but just doing like special little things. I was doing a really good job at it when he was little. And then after we moved, now we just kind of, I don't know, do whatever. And I don't feel like I create any activities for him. And I don't know if I have been, I take him on stroller walks, but I don't take him on enough like walks where he's walking around and truly sensing everything. So that's definitely a goal of mine for the new year.
Mm-hmm. That's a great goal. That makes me feel like that should be one of my goals too, is being a little bit more creative with Victor's play. We play a lot, but it's not necessarily like sensory related or any thought behind it. Right. We're just playing with the toys that he already has, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, but it would be nice to add in.
Oh yeah. And like on Instagram, it can be really overwhelming because some of these people, while it's wonderful, they're literally doing these like intense sensory bins every single day where they create all this stuff and they're doing all this stuff. And I'm just not going to be able to do that. And I just want other people to know that you don't have to do that to create a sensory experience. If it's raining outside, throw on some appropriate clothes for your kid and throw them outside. And that's a sensory experience. Or you have some, I don't know, definitely, a toy that you don't normally put in the water, throw it in the bathtub with them and put some water in the bathtub. And that's a sensory experience. You don't have to buy all this stuff and have like, I love looking at the sensory bins that match like different book themes and everything. But to me, part of my goals for the new year are more to be more, even more sustainable. And I just don't see that buying all of this throwaway stuff for a one-time experience is really the right direction for our family. Those things are super cool and inspirational to look at, but definitely, it's not realistic for a lot of us to be doing that every day.
Yeah. And it makes you feel unneeded pressure.
I also just purchased him. I'm really excited about it. It's a really hilarious looking rain suit. It's the Muddy Buddy rain suit. I just got it in the mail today and it looks like a space suit. It's hilarious.
Have you tried it on him yet?
Head to toe. It has a hood and it's like full on waterproof suit. So next time it rains, we are getting in it.
We got a lot of snow on Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day. So we brought our snow stuff up to my sister's and we put Victor in it a couple days later because it was finally warm enough. Because it was like, the real feel, it was like -2 up by the lake. And he hated being in that snowsuit. But I think that the more we do it, the better it'll get. So we just need to go outside and play in the snow. Because he was very confused.
Jack hated his winter hat at first. But now I call it his handsome hat. And then whenever we put it on, I say, "So handsome." And then he like looks at me and he like smiles. And so now we like to put on our handsome hat. So everything with babies just takes a couple tries.
Yes. He'll learn that it's fun to go play out in the snow.
Right.
Especially when you're playing in the
snow, but we don't have snow here. I don't think we'll be getting it this year.
Yeah. There was like a foot of snow on the ground.
The weather here has been so weird.
It was wonderful. It's
like 20s at night. So we do 2 to 3 walks a day. So our morning and evening walks are like bundle up. It's like 20s, low 30s. But then if we walk in the middle of the afternoon, it's 65. Yeah. It's weird.
Like really?
And so it brings in a lot of wind doing that and then some storms. So it's just a very interesting place to live weather wise.
Yeah.
So with being more intentional this year, I guess just in general, goals about relationships, whether it's with my family and friends or Jack or even my marriage. Those are all things that I'm kind of working on this year. Can you think of anything specific that you are wanting to work on?
I feel like self-care is really important, especially when you're pregnant. Getting in a routine of self-care before baby gets here, I think will be very helpful for when baby does arrive. And I really enjoy working out. The first trimester last time was really difficult to work out, and same with this time. So I think starting in the second trimester, it'll be a lot easier. So that's my goal, was to stick with working out. Cause all of the benefits that come with it for labor is really what I'm doing it for. And for health reasons. So I want to, you know, take care of myself and take care of my family.
You did really good the first pregnancy with the working out. You mostly do like at home videos, right?
And it's Summer Sanders workout videos. They're from my sister-in-law. I don't know how old they are. Well, goodness, her oldest just turned 10. So they're probably 11 Perfect. Years old or and something, but they're so good.
Yes, and that's all you really and need so during easy. Pregnancy. Aside from using my Nordic Track, want to do some more skincare? Because let me tell you what, I am definitely 30. I don't know what happened when the calendar changed over, but man, I don't know if it's having Jack in my life. He's very wonderful, but maybe a little stressful at times. I have so many forehead wrinkles. They're getting deeper and deeper, like noticeably. So my goal is to do at least one face mask a week. Ooh, I don't know.
Do you think that those actually help? Or do you think that...
I think I hope that they work. But I think that consistency is actually part of it. Because I like would just do like, you know, one every few months. And I'm like, why isn't it doing anything? But I think that maybe if you actually use these things like you're supposed to, like they say like 2 to 3 times a week, but I don't know who has time for that. But even just using it once a week, I'm wondering if that'll make a difference. Only like self-care product that I've actually noticed difference in with my skin immediately ever. So I like used to be way into the beauty world. So I feel like I've tried something from every brand. But the only thing that's ever worked is they're the Peter Thomas Roth like 24 karat gold eye patches. And man, if you put those things on, I don't know what it is, but I'll take them off and you can notice a difference right away. I haven't had them for a while because they're a little pricey, but wow. maybe since it's for a resolution, then I should buy a new pack.
I like the way you think. The only thing that I noticed more changing after 30 is my hair. It just keeps getting darker and darker and darker. And I don't know. I'm going to have to.
It's not gray. There's no need to dye it.
No, I know, but I like.
For those that don't know, Amanda has never dyed her hair before, ever. And she's 30. So craziness. I don't think you should dye it. I think you should just let it be. You're building an anomaly. So, yeah, I guess just trying to keep my goals this year really attainable because we don't know what's going to happen in 2021. I'm not going to set some crazy goals like travel to all these different places or I don't know. Like I said, now that we're 30, maybe we're just becoming more comfortable with ourselves. So we don't need to have these giant crazy resolutions of life changing things, but just maybe bettering what we're already doing. Is the way to go.
Yeah, I think one good word would be contentment. Just feeling content. Oh yeah,
and I often struggle with contentment. And I don't know if it stems from social media and like I'm not necessarily jealous of what others have, but you know, seeing what others have and
it's an unconscious jealousy, I feel. You don't want to be jealous of what somebody else has, but when you see it, you're like, just like Vic and Bourbon. I swear he sees people with these bourbon stashes. And he's like, Amanda, look at all this bourbon. Like, that's awesome. And I think that it's like an unconscious jealousy, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So both males and
That is
females
true. I don't know. I never know what Josh is feeling about any of that. But right now, I don't know. I think both of us we slightly struggle sometimes with living in military housing, just seeing, I mean, I think I get jealous of you sometimes just being able to do whatever you want to your house and all that kind of stuff. Of course, all the people online, I'm like, yeah. And then how are you in your 20s and you have this beautiful house? Of course, we don't know what's going on. They could be in debt or maybe they aren't. Maybe they're just really successful and that's great too.
But also this goes both ways because I see you in your house and I'm like, oh, look at all that time she has to do other things because she's not working on her house.
I don't know. The other day I was like, oh, garbage disposal. We thought it broke. And I'm like, oh, just call them. I mean, a garbage disposal. I don't know. I think the ones in military houses are super strong because I know that people will just break them. So it's probably a couple $100, but we don't have to spend it either way.
I mean, you got to paint. Yes,
and it's just
that was kind of a fun. It project. Was.
We were gonna paint the whole room, but we hate painting so much that we started, and then we were like, "Nope, we're just gonna do this accent wall and call it a day." So I'm super excited. I'll probably do a reveal of the room on Instagram or something. But yes, I'm very excited.
Oh yeah, definitely. I like it. Can't wait to see it.
All right, so I was reading questions about like New Year's resolutions and things, and this is something that, especially lately, I feel like. In my house, we're working all the time. So this is something I never thought about, but what's one way you could have more fun in your life for 2021?
Wow, that's a great question. I think one way that I could have more fun is by going with the flow. I seem like a very going with the flow kind of person, but in my mind, I'm generally worrying about what's going on. And it's not necessarily about like what's going on around me. It's what other people are doing around me.
Yeah.
And making sure that everybody is having fun. Now? Yeah, exactly. I feel like I need to go up to people. How are you doing?
Right.
Are you okay? How's it going? Like, are you enjoying yourself? That's what I'm thinking in my head when I wish that I could just be enjoying myself and not worrying about everybody else. I think that really is
absolutely
one way I could have
true.
More fun.
And hopefully we'll get to be in lots of situations where we can host and entertain and have those thoughts in our heads as everybody having fun around us this year.
Yes, have to have those. Yes, that would be lovely. That's double-sided. Have to have the party to be worrying about the people. Ugh. How about you?
I guess one way that I would like to have more fun in my life this year is in my marriage. There's a lot of things that I can think that I want to do. And as much as we love bringing Jack along with everything, I think that we need a little bit more adult time in our household. So a goal this year is to potentially find a babysitter just for like every once in a while. I don't know why I've been so weird. I don't feel like I'm a helicopter mom. I'm not like a super overprotective mother or anything, but the babysitter thing, because there's no family to watch Jack, I've really struggled with trying to find somebody and just, I don't know. I think that Jack would absolutely love to have even like a daytime babysitter. He would love to be in somebody else's company, and especially if they have other kids. He loves playing with other kids, so that would be awesome. And he goes to bed really early, so if we had a babysitter at night, I could probably put him down for bed and then go somewhere and he would never know the difference. So it's really not that big of a deal. I'm just overthinking it. But I think that if I could have a babysitter, there's a few things that I would really like to do that I think would help strengthen my marriage a little bit. I think that Josh does everything for us all the time, and I think that he would really benefit from some adult time, perhaps going to, not a bar, we're not really the bar club type of people, but just going out to dinner alone, perhaps.
I think that would be wonderful for you guys as far as having alone time. I think that men thrive when they have nothing else to worry about than your attention.
I mean, I don't think he would ever say that, you know, he needed that or needed anything or whatever, but.
No, and I think that that's the problem is they would never say, I need your attention, because they don't want to feel needy. But when they actually have your attention and only your attention, like you're not thinking about anything else and you're not thinking about what the baby is doing.
Yes, and that it really draws into Josh's love languages, which are different than mine.
Definitely.
All right. I don't know if we actually came up with any solid resolutions, but I'm kind of okay with that. As long as we keep our intentions in mind and just having intention behind anything that you set, remembering the reasons why you're doing these things can help you keep those resolutions. So, Amanda, what is one totally crazy goal for 2021 that we can end this off with that you probably wouldn't achieve, but you want to set anyways, just in case?
Having the basement.
See, I love that. You can, you know,
complete.
It might not happen, and that's okay if it doesn't, because you know it's a crazy goal. But just putting it out there, I feel like if we put things out there, then maybe they will manifest.
Yes, we'll have to work very, very hard, but hopefully we are reporting back this time next year that it's complete.
I would like to start making money on all of this blog stuff by the end of the year, whether it be, you know, through the blog, YouTube, advertising, the podcast, anything. And it doesn't even have to be like a ton of money. And I'm not doing this to even make money to begin with, but that's just like a great indicator of success and will kind of let me know that people actually care about some of these things that I'm talking about. My reasons for it really are creating a community and also trying to inspire and motivate others to live the life that they want to live and to know that it's achievable. But I want some of this stuff to start paying off by the end of the year.
Absolutely. I don't blame you. So although those goals may not be attainable or crazy, we hope that you have set some, we have set some, and we hope that
you can achieve them by the end of the year.
It's up to you how specific you want to get in your goal setting. Maybe, you know, 2020 scared you a little bit, and that's okay too. But really just this time of year is great to reflect on all the things that are important to you and whether or not you want to set actual goals and resolutions. It's never a bad idea to reflect on those things. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to have a new show every Tuesday, and we would love for you to join in the conversation and tell us more about what your resolutions are going to be for this year on Instagram at Dwelling On Podcast, or you can join us at the Dwelling On Podcast Facebook community. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.